Welcome to another episode of the Recharge Podcast. This is entitled The Tale of Two Dads. I had an opportunity for a New York City trip last week with my best friend, who's also my wife, and it was really geared around a job interview, but for any of those who know me, they understand that I'm not really wired for employment. I crave creativity, impact, and freedom. But nonetheless, I wanted to share a little story about the trip. On the second day, we got up early, worked out, had some coffee and treats at the local deli, and then we headed off in an Uber to check out Lower Manhattan and, most importantly, the 9/11 Memorial. If you haven't been, I highly recommend it. We spent a half a day there and could have easily spent a lot more time. I also highly recommend getting your tickets in advance. We literally walked by thousands of people to a very short line, and within just a couple minutes, we were inside and right at the heart of the event. And my wife and I, unfortunately, are both a little bit oblivious to government holidays as we work in an entrepreneurial capacity, and it was Columbus Day. There were tons of people. There were buses, tour groups. The crowds were massive. But anyways, the sights, definitely something to take in, chilling, and moved us both to tears. But I don't want to dwell on tragedy, evil, or war. But in the past year, you know, I've had the chance to visit Nuremberg, visit the Nazi Party headquarters, saw some bombed out, unrestored damage from World War II, was in Oklahoma City and took in that memorial, and now New York City and 9/11. It really gives one pause to reflect on what's truly important in life. But anyways, here's the interesting message from some observations from the day. After touring the memorial, we were walking along the Hudson River and hanging out in a cute little park by the Irish Hunger Memorial. I know it seems like the theme is sort of doom and gloom, but not really. Let me get to it in a minute. But we observed two dads and a kid. And the little boy, he was standing on top of a little stone pillar close to the fence line along the Hudson River. And he was probably 6 or 7, and he was really hesitant to jump. He'd climbed up, and now he was sort of stuck, if you will. And dad one, cautious, "Hey, be careful, you could get hurt. Let me help you get down." And dad two stepped up and said, "Wait a minute, let's take a look at this. Why don't you squat down, bring it closer to the ground, bring your head and body closer to the ground, and take another look at things. And it's less distance, and it's a much better chance to jump off and stick a good landing." The boy paused for just a minute. Then he got down into a crouch. He was probably the pillar was probably 5 feet tall. And his eyes squinted at the ground, and he leapt. And he stuck that landing, and a wide grin crossed his lips. High fives all around. I wanted to share this observation for a couple reasons. Life often serves us up difficulty in challenge, and in those challenges lie opportunity. And before I wrap it up, I want to get to a few quotes that I felt worthy that sort of tie all this together. Marie Curie said that nothing in life is to be feared, it's only to be understood. And now is the time to understand more that we may fear less. A little humorous spin on fear, oftentimes it's interpreted as false evidence appearing real. I heard Marie Forleo comment on fuck everything and run. I think that's pretty cool. Or face everything and rise, something else that that she shared. But at the end of the day, we can choose to be free from regret and not pain. And all decisions and actions at their core are an opportunity to win or learn, but never lose. Never view it as a losing proposition. Don't label things all or none, that you lost, you're a loser. That's just negative self-talk. And I want you to pause for a minute and think about what event in your life right now could be radically altered by a shift in perspective. How would that change or impact your life and those around you? And so your action today is to change your perspective and approach one challenge with a fresh set of eyes, an open heart, and an open mind. Let me know how it went.